watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour on this Hump Day Wednesday, February 12th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has finally heard the concerns of we the people. Now, with 9 days to go, ongoing negotiations are happening. Governor Gretchen Whitmer is working with members of both parties in both the Senate and the House. Why? Because of the Supreme Court's decision, they're legislating from the bench. They didn't like what the Republicans did back in the day of 2017. To put it on the ballot for 2018, the governor's race, two different groups collected signatures regarding our minimum wage law when it came to servers, wait staff, bartenders, waitresses, waiters. Basically now getting paid $4 an hour plus tips. Well, no. They need to be paid $15 an hour. They need a living wage. While the restaurant industry has been operating under this old model forever. But the Supreme Court legislated from the bench and changed it. Well, guess what? If these laws go into effect in 9 days on February 21st, many restaurants are going to close. You're going to see prices jump immediately on the menus. They would have to print new menus immediately. Your small business, 25 employees or more, every employee has the right under their legislating from the bench that they would be entitled to basically, if they work full-time for your company, for your business, they would be able to call in sick, unexpectedly, unannounced, not in advance, no notice required, I'm not coming in today. They could do that 9 times a year without notice, last minute, and you'd have to pay them for 8 hours of work for that day. Businesses can't afford to do that. So the court ruled that the lawmakers heading into the 2018 ballot unconstitutionally adopted and significantly altered the ballot initiatives they just adopted. It's called adopt and amend. The problem, the Republicans at the time did it in the same legislative session, is what their ruling was. Essentially preventing the original information the proposals had from appearing on a statewide ballot. Well, changes have been made, and these changes would be devastating to our businesses, to our restaurants, hotel, bar industries. Many of them saying already, if this goes into effect on February 21st, we're closing. Because of their closing, law of supply and demand, let's say you have two small restaurants in your little community, two little diners you like to go to. One of them says, I can't operate paying the higher wages to the wait staff. I can't justify it by raising my prices that much to do it. I'd have to charge $30 for a breakfast. We're closing. But now, the governor has heard our concerns with 9 days to go. This decision, folks, was made in July of last year. They had 6-7 months to take care of this, and they didn't do it. John Studer, Sheboygan County, what's going on? We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Running out of money during retirement, or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second segment of hour number two. I'm going to add John Studer into this conversation as long as technology works. I tried doing it during the break, and I got a voice recording. So I'm going to reach out to John, add him into the show right now. Hopefully it'll work this time. I changed the setting John, so I apologize. I'm going to be giving you a call right now if you're listening on the radio. If you are, John, please turn the radio down in the background so we don't get any feedback, and we'll add him into the show this way. I had a setting for set to a Zoom meeting, and I'm not trying to connect to Zoom. I'm trying to call John Studer on his cell phone. So hopefully he answers the phone, and we'll get it fixed this time. So talking about this replacement seat that needs to be found. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Trucker. How are you?
Good. Are you on speaker?
I am, sir.
Take me off.
Better?
Much better. Yeah, you were echoing in your room that you're in. John,
sorry.
You contacted me last night, and unexpectedly, perhaps, or maybe they knew this was coming. Explain the background of this 5th District County Commissioner seat. I have a couple of questions rapid fire to fill in the audience. This okay. woman, I believe you told me, did she run on the August 6th primary ballot?
She did.
Did she run unopposed or did she have a challenger?
She was unopposed.
Okay. So she had no race. She didn't have to put up signs. She didn't have to knock on doors. She didn't have to spend any money. She was unopposed. She was going to be the Republican nominee for the 5th District Board of Commissioners seat, correct?
Correct.
Okay. She ran as a Republican?
Yes.
Okay. So she got elected in August 6th primary, automatically put her on the November 5th ballot unopposed. Nobody did. Did anybody do a write-in campaign against her?
No, sir.
Okay. So she got duly elected on November 5th to a four-year term, and then something changed. Explain to the audience, if you know, what her situation was. Why is she resigning from being the county commissioner for District 5?
She has had a full-time job the entire time. I guess the job has been a conflict, and it's become an issue to where she has to step down from the commissioner's position.
Okay, so maybe her employer didn't realize what she was doing, perhaps, or maybe didn't think it was going to take that much time, but it is taking more time than expected, and the boss is saying, hey, you either have to quit here or you have to resign as a county commissioner. Would that be a fair statement?
That would be my understanding, yes.
Okay. So there's no strategy here that her husband wasn't electable. She ran, got elected with the full intent, design that she was going to resign and ask the county commissioner's board, the other six commissioners, to appoint her husband to her seat, which is what she has actually requested, correct?
That is also my understanding.
Okay, but we don't know if it was, you know, intentional, diabolical. We don't know any of that. We're not going to go down that road. But my point is, as you and your wife, Allison, loyal, devout volunteers serving your Sheboygan County Republican Party, and I believe, is Allison now the vice chair of the party?
Yes, sir, she is.
Okay. You guys feel that this requires the opportunity to have more options than just fulfilling the current duly elected county commissioner's request of them appointing her husband to the board. You guys feel it should be open for other considerations. Is that basically what your position is?
Absolutely. And as the Republican Party, we need more people involved within the community as Republicans. So I'm reaching out to try and find someone to step up and fill this position.
Has the county Republican Party taken the same approach as a board, as an organization, or is this something you and Allison are doing on your own?
We started it initially on our own, but the plan is, and talking to the county commissioners and the rest of the party, we'd like to get people to come speak to the party and tell us why you should be a representative for the county. And then we will, since this is an appointed process, we would like to put forth our opinion as the party as to who we would recommend.
Okay, so you would like to perhaps get, ideally, maybe two, three, four people that'd be willing to serve. Now, Miss P from Petoskey sent me the link from the Sheboygan County Clerk's website, and I read it on the radio. What this is I misspoke earlier in the show. This is not for fulfillment of the remaining of her 3 years and 10 months term. This is only going to run until November 3rd of 2026, which is going to be the election day for our governor, all of our state senators, all of our state representatives. Everybody will be in the midterm election. This, according to the bylaws of the county clerk's website link she sent me, this person will only serve until that day, and then there will be a special election for the remaining 2 years. Is that your understanding as well?
I was not privy to any of that, honestly, Randy.
Okay, very good.
I was under the impression it was a full term.
No, it's not. And I'll send you the link. It's posted on the website of the Sheboygan County Clerk's Office. My next question. So ideally, 2, 3, 4 people listening, they are interested. They should contact you in order to be able to be there, to come and talk to the Republican Party. Is that what you'd like them to do, contact you or Allison?
Absolutely. And first of all, there's a link right on the county's website to apply for the position. That's more important than contacting me. We can get in touch later, but get their applications in, because the county also made a motion last meeting. Instead of 30 days, they're going to appoint somebody at their next meeting. So the deadline is the 20th of February to get your application in.
Yeah, Thursday, February 20th at 4 p.m. You can go pick up the application at the Sheboygan County Building, 870 Main Street in Sheboygan. Or if you're online, you can literally click on this. It says copies of the application is available here. That's a blue here, so it's a hyperlink. You click on it, the application's right there. And I believe, John, can they file that application online as well, or do they have to print it out and sign it and take it into the county building?
I thought they could throw it out online, but I'm not positive. I did not apply.
Okay, very good. Well, I'm going to send you this link that Ms. P sent to me so you can share it with folks, and I can share it with folks as well. So I'm going to hit copy Ms. P's text, and then, John, I'll text it to your phone right after the interview. The other point I want to make, so you're recommending people fill out the application to just get it in. That way they can contact you, and then you can set up. Do you at this point have a planned meeting to vet these potential candidates? Has that been worked out with the party?
Our next meeting is the fourth Monday. I believe it's the 24th of this month.
That's too late.
We're going to try and... The next day is when they appoint the person.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. Okay, so I stand correct. So they're taking the application deadline is Thursday the 20th at 4 p.m., but the commissioners aren't going to appoint anybody until their next board meeting. Is that an accurate statement?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good, good, good. So you're going to meet the Sheboygan County Republicans. Have you picked a location for that meeting yet on that Monday, the 24th?
It will be in the county commissioner's room.
Oh, okay, right where they'd end up serving.
Yes, sir.
Okay, good, good, good. Okay, so the meeting, and do you have a time yet set for that?
6:30.
6:30, Monday the 24th, at the commissioner's board meeting room, and then you will vet. Will you then perhaps recommend or endorse a candidate out of that vetting meeting, or are you just going to give an opinion?
We'd like to, as a party, put our support behind the candidate that we think best suits the position. So we would like to write a letter to the county commissioner saying this is who we support for that job.
Very good. We met yesterday, Monday, February 24th. We vetted all the applications that attended our meeting, and this is the person we would hopefully recommend that you guys would appoint to this seat.
Absolutely.
Very good. Excellent. Man, I think we covered it all, John. I have the link. If you guys are interested, if you're listening and you would like this link, just text me CC, County Commissioner. CC, this is, again, representing the 5th District of Sheboygan County. And I want to pull it up again, Ms. P. It was so absolutely perfect in responding. In this letter or in this website, it says from the Sheboygan County website, Sheboygan County is accepting applications from residents for Alua, Grant, Kohler, and Waverly townships. Did I say Alua right?
Yes, sir.
That's aloha to me, but I understand we say things differently up here. Final thoughts, John, that you'd like to share with the folks about this whole situation, and even if you have any information about any upcoming Lincoln Day dinner that the county's putting on, anything you want to share with the audience?
Absolutely. The job requirements are a financial background. You're really making decisions for the county. So a financial background and some common sense is a must for the position. And as far as our Reagan Day dinner goes, I believe we are holding that May 17th, which is not Veterans Day, it's an Armed Forces Day.
Oh, very cool. Okay, good. And have you decided on a venue location for that?
We have not figured out the venue yet. We're looking at several locations.
You're working on some things. Okay, very good. So basically, somebody that might have financial background, maybe they owned a business and have retired. Maybe they have a degree, perhaps a college degree in finance. I know that.
Finance,
is something,
accounting.
Yep. Any other, off the top of your head, requirements you think would make a really good county commissioner?
I'm just active within the party, and the financial part of it's the biggest aspect, and you got to be able to understand the books and everything that's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so again, folks, John is asking for you guys to find someone that lives in this District 5, submit your application online, then go meet with the Sheboygan County Republican Party 6:30 on Monday, February 24th. It's going to be actually in the commissioner's room. And then the commissioners will get a letter from the party as to who they recommend that they appoint. And hopefully we get you guys a good replacement, John.
That would be amazing. I appreciate your time, Randy.
Okay, thank you for yours as well.
Thanks, sir. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. So very simple. Residents of Alua, Grant, Kohler, or Waverly Township, Sheboygan, Michigan. If you live in one of those four townships, or you know somebody who does, somebody you think would be a really good county commissioner, they don't have to run for election. All they have to do is go online, fill out an application, go meet with the Sheboygan County Republicans on Monday the 24th. They'll write a letter for you recommending that you be appointed, and the commissioners are voting on it next day, February 25th. So, greatly appreciate you guys bird dogging for us. Again, the deadline isn't until a week from tomorrow, 4 o'clock on February 20th. So, we got a whole week to recruit somebody. So, I'll stay in touch with John and Allison. Greatly appreciate them letting me know about this situation. Glad to help. Hopefully, we can get you guys a good county commissioner replacement. On the hour news break of hour number two, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning